time is 7 p.m. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's the Sholta Gale Show. Roger Harris sitting in tonight. And I'm just doing something different tonight to remind everyone that there are, after all, six other Celtic nations besides Ireland after what has been probably endless playing of Irish music. There are those who never tire of it, but for those of you who are listening that perhaps would like a little variety, you're going to get it tonight because it's all from different Celtic nations and a little bit something different added in. What you just heard was the inimitable Carlos Nunez from the Celtic nation of Galicia in the north of Spain. And that was a song that he recorded with the chieftains. Carlos is often called the seventh chieftain, and that's from their San Patricio album, a track called Sailing to Mexico. I'm going to shift now to a Welsh tune by Bryn Terfel, Sir Bryn Terfel, actually, and he's a CBE, Commander of the British Empire, and a tune from an album called Songs of My Welsh Home. And thanks to Wendy Evans, I got the correct pronunciation of the Welsh. In Welsh, the song is Ar Eira Ar Er Coin, and translated into English, it's The Snow on the Trees. Here's Sir Bryn Terfel with The Snow on the Trees.
Rhannu'r byd sy'n hwyrol a llwyfan serch yn ddau a'r brigau heb sŵn awel a'r eira heb sŵn tyloed cysanodd fi mor dawel a'r eira ar y coed Stormydd mwydus sy'n traillu'r eira'n lliwch a'r gwynt a'r gyrch a'r swydus yn rhithro'n uwch ac uwch ond wedi ran draiglo dawsau hyfrytau erioed bryd na bydd chwais i glor eira Thank you.
So I closed out that set with a tune, a mellow tune by a Scottish band with a very unlikely name. They call themselves the Whistle Binkies, and the title of that particular track was My Bonnie Moore Hen, and from an album released in 2006 called Albanach. So, prepare yourselves. I'm going to do something a little bit different. It's more like something you'd hear on Musica Mundi, which, by the way, will follow my show at 8. George F. will be on hand to play a variety of tunes on Musica Mundi at 8. Songs from New Zealand, one by a band called Twisty Willow, from an album they did called Anthems from a Winged Seed, called My Darling's Asleep Jig Set. And I'm going to open with the New Zealand singers off an album called Songs of New Zealand. They're going to be doing the haka. And I wanted to do a couple of tunes from New Zealand in honor of the 50 people who lost their lives last week, and just doing it because I can.
Ringa pakia, waiwa tangaia, ba kumata kumata kora kora, ora kumata kumata kora kora, ora tena te tangata uhuru. Come on, 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 come on
She told me that her name was Pat. She came from a Glasgow tenement flat, but over here in Texas, Scotland seemed so far away. So I played her a tape at Jimmy Shand with his old familiar Scots dance band. I watched the tears come to her eyes when she heard the music play. In her home away from home, home away from home, her home away from home, home away from home. And I won't forget you, Amsterdam, your brown cafes and your noisy trams. And there's a young woman there who looks a lot like me. And there's memories there and good old friends. I think about you now and then, but I won't be living there again. Now I'm far across the sea, in my home away from home. And old Edinburgh Tin upon the hill, you have my heart and you always will. And I'll be back from time to time to recharge my batteries. For I need to climb your hills and dales and drink with friends who never fail to fill up my heart with songs and tales from my home away from home. Oh, my home away from home. Find to be two places at one time, so the curse of the emigrant wouldn't tear my heart in two. But you give a reason for my song, a meaning for to carry on wherever friends are found, and songs abound. I'll be my home away from home, oh, my home away from home.
Shoulta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
So you just heard the Home Away From Home song by Ed Miller from his album, The Edinburgh Rambler. Original song by Ed. Good old Ed. You can catch him probably in La Vida in September at the Spanish Peaks International Celtic Music Festival. And speaking of the Celtic Connection, there are still musical events going on. St. Patrick's Day may be past, but don't let that deter you. There are still things going on. Actually, next Wednesday. I'm sorry, not next Wednesday. Tonight. There is a vernal equinox celebration going on, even as we speak, at St. Bridget Episcopal Church in Frederick. And then tomorrow night and Friday night, the High Kings are going to be appearing at the Soil Dove Underground. It's my understanding that the shows are both sold out, but you might want to call the Soil Dove box office just in case. There might be tickets that have been released or returned, and you never know. You might get lucky. If you miss the High Kings here and are up to driving to Evanston, Wyoming, one of the first festivals of the season, the Kaylee at the Roundhouse, an indoor festival, is taking place in Evanston over the weekend. And the High Kings are going to be performing there again at 8 o'clock on the 24th, along with a couple of local bands, of Ornin and Boys of the Town. Kevin Dooley will be performing on the 24th at the Stone Cup in Lyons. And then, what else did I see? Oh, the Hydes. Ian and Joanna Hyde will be appearing on the 24th at the Ed Stafford Theater in La Junta, 2 p.m. On Sunday afternoon. They just did a house concert here at the Five Points Live venue, and they had Dave Curley with them for that event. Really, really a fun evening. They put out some great music. All right, speaking of great music, I'm going to pick things up now with a song by the Scottish group Caper Cayley from their album Sidewalk, and it's a song called Both Sides the Tweed that may or may not be appropriate in light of what is going on, or not going on, as the case may be, in England with Brexit. Both Sides the Tweed.
What's the splendor of autumn to those who barter their freedom for gain? Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the tweed. No sweetness the senses can cheer, which corruption sun can let virtue distinguish. Thank you.
fy mroder ar oedd i mi yn uch yn taro yn blaidd yn cu. Yn carmynt roedd yn blaidd yn cu, a tharo blaidd a chi, ar oedd yn fy mroder i mi. Wel dau o fy mroder i, wel dau o fy mroder i, wel dau o fy mroder ar oedd i mi, dau uch, dau daro, dau blaidd, dau gi. Dau can, dau droed, dau flaid, dau gyn, carnyn droed, un blaid, un cych, a tharw, blaid a chi, a rodd dau o fy mroder i mi. Wel tri o fy mroder i, wel tri o fy mroder i, wel tri o fy mroder ar ôl i mi, trych, tri tharw, tri blaid, tri chi. Tri chan, tri throed, tri blaid, tri chi, dau can, dau droed, dau flaid, dau gyn, carnyn droed, un blaid, un cych, uch, a tharw, blaid a chi. Ar o tri o fy mroder i mi. Wel pedwar o mroder i, wel pedwar o mroder i, wel pedwar o mroder ar o ddim mi, pedwar rych, pedwar tarw, pedwar blaidd, pedwar cu. Pedwar can, pedwar troed, pedwar blaidd, pedwar cu, tri chan, tri throed, tri blaidd, tri chi, dau can, dau droed, dau blaidd, dau gu, un can, un troed, un blaidd, un cu, uch a tharw, blaidd a chi.
All right, that was a fun little tune. It's a Welsh tune by a gentleman named Meredydd Evans. He passed away 4 years ago. He was a quite well-known collector, editor, historian, and a singer of Welsh folk songs. That particular tune was called O Fyr Mrodyr I, translated into English. It means of my brothers. And prior to that, a track called Jigs e Reels by the Conjunto Folk de Conservatorio of Spain. And from an album called The Best of Celtic Strings, Greatest Traditional Music from Galicia. So you heard the gaita, the Galician version of the bagpipes that Carlos Nunez plays and plays so well, along with flute and fiddle. And then opened that set with a tune that came out of Scotland. Dick Gaughan wrote it, and it's interesting enough that I would like to read you what Wikipedia has to say about that particular song. It's a song about the Treaty of Union between Scotland and England, written in 1979. And he wrote the song in response to the result of the first Scottish Parliament referendum in 1979, and had a controversial ruling whereby a simple majority was not enough to win a devolved Parliament for Scotland. In other words, just a single standalone Scottish Parliament. Instead, it required that 40% of the entire Scottish electorate, not just of those who voted, but of the total electorate, had to vote yes. So a non-vote was therefore effectively a no vote. The referendum had 52% of those who voted voting yes, but as this only amounted to 33% of the electorate, the scheme failed. Both sides, the Tweed, speaks of the corruption involved in the negotiations leading up to the Act of Union of 1707, which linked Scotland and England on terms that nationalists believe did much damage to Scottish culture. The tone of the song, however, is conciliatory and may be read as a reaction against the anti-Englishness of some Scottish nationalistic songs. The title refers to the River Tweed, which marks the border between Scotland and England, and the song has been mentioned as a candidate in discussions about a possible new Scottish national anthem. I think it must be remembered at this point that Northern Ireland and Scotland voted to remain in the EU and not leave. So with that, I think I will cue up another Scottish tune. I like the Paul McKenna Band. They've got a great album called Paths That Wind, and they've got a tune called The Banks of the Moy, about the River Moy. So here is the Paul McKenna Band with The Banks of the Moy.
One day I went on my ramble from Swinford to Sweet Valley. I met with a maid as I rambled, and her name it was Mary McGee. She said, for the sake of old Ireland, make old Davitt my brave Irish boy. He is now in the prison of Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. He is now in the prison of Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. I quickly approached this fair maiden, asked what was the cause of her woe, and what was the reason for misery that forced her from her home to go. She sighed for the rights of old Ireland, Michael Davitt, my brave Irish boy. He is now in the prison of Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. He is now in the prison of Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. Sweet 67, we had brave men and true men also. There was a young Peter Carney, God rest him, he died in Killarney also. He was drilled by my darling, my Davitt, in the valleys and plains of Fermoy. And that's why he's a prisoner in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. That's why he's a prisoner in Portland, far from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. And now to conclude and to finish, I hope that the day soon will come when those cruel landlords and bailiffs from the Isle of St. Patrick must run. They'll unfurl our green and gold banners and raise them for Ireland on high. And we will drink to our brave Michael Davitt from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy. And we will drink to our brave Michael Davitt from the lovely sweet banks of the Moy.
One dark and fateful morning, they rode into a town. They burned down all the houses, with permission paid the crown. Slaughtered all the cattle, took away our women. They killed all the young men before they could get battle. So hold your claymores, hold them high. To pray our will you can try, but we fight you to the end. Our will unbroken you cannot bend. Now we grew up ever fearful that he might come back. Those government dragoons on the horses of black. But we have grown strong now and are ready to fight. Stand up against the butchers and put them to flight. So hold your claymores, hold them high. To pray our will you can try, but we will fight you to the end. Our will unbroken you cannot bend. Now the Cameron of O'Keel led the clans that day. Before the bloody battle he shouted make them pay. We charge with dirt and claymore, fueled by our hate. To see the feeling of faces as you realize the fate. So hold your claymores, hold them high. To brave our will you can try, but we will fight you to the end. Our will unbroken you cannot bend. As we sit around this fire and think of the past, and how we stood against her down to the last. Think on friends and kinsmen that we left behind. Honor, scar and glory that we fought to find. So hold your claymores, hold them high. To brave our will you can try, but we will fight you to the end. Our will broken, you cannot bend. To the end.
As the dawn.
passes over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the hidden home. So long may you sing of the salmon and the snow-scented sounds of your home. Well, the north wind
that set out with the lovely Follow the Heron by Karin Polwart, preceded by Claymore's song about the Scottish sword by Albanach, in case you couldn't tell by the percussion. Preceding that was Carlos Nunez and his Camino de Santiago song in honor of the walk of St. James, the pilgrimage of St. James to Santiago de Compostela in Galicia, in Spain. And Carlos, flute playing, is unmistakable. He is such a talented man. Saw that he was in the company of the Chieftains over the weekend for their 57th anniversary celebration. And they included him as part of that event. And then opened that set with the Paul McKenna Band doing a song about the Moy River. It's actually, the Moy is in County Mayo in the west of Ireland, noted for its salmon fishing. So I'm going to close out, go to the top of the hour with a couple of Scottish songs, one by an artist who just calls himself Cal. He was in Estes Park a couple of years ago at the Highland Games Festival up there in September, and close out with John McCall's March to Kilboe Cottage by a Scottish band called Braybach. Take it up to the top of the hour, and then I will turn it over to George F., who will lead the music from 8 o'clock on with Musica Mundi. So here is Cal, All of Scottish Clan.
To see, hear the to fight. If we turn out in numbers to claim back our rights, if only for a moment we could all make a stand and always remember we're all of Scottish clan. Oh,
support comes from Z2 Entertainment, presenting the Gypsy Kings live at the Boulder Theater on July 23rd. Tickets and more information can be found at BoulderTheater.com.
This is KGNU Boulder,
the
Denver,
time is 8 p.m.
and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Musica Mundi.
Good evening, you are tuned to Musica Mundi. I'm Sarah Shirazi, and we're putting on a Persian Nowruz New Year music special. And I'm in the studio tonight with George Figgs and Nushin Farjadi. And they together we're going to put on a music special for you. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce Nushin, who is the founder of the Persian Cultural Circle. She's prepared a set for us tonight, really focusing on Nowruz.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Nowruz. For you Persian speakers, Nowruzetun Shad Khojaste. So what you just heard was the actual call of Nowruz. For everyone who has spent some time in Iran, surely they've heard that. It's that piece of music that everyone hears at that exact moment that winter turns to spring. The prominent sound from that piece of music is an instrument called sorna, which is an ancient musical instrument. So next, what we have, the music is was produced in Iran. All that we're going to play is Nowruz music, and most of them are traditional music, maybe one or two folk music. This next one has Hafez poetry in it, so for you Persian speakers, you'll be able to hear that. You'll hear different instruments, and that's why this piece is so wonderful, is because you can hear those distinctive sounds of tombak, the santur, the kamanche, the daf, the large frame drum. And even the super large festival drum, which is called Duhol. After that, there's a piece called Welcome Nowruz by Mahdi Mohammad Khani. For this one, listen to the instrument called dotar, which literally means two tars or two strings. It's a, the instrument is a sacred instrument for the mystics and the Sufis, many who are still practicing the Mithras ways or the path of love. Listen for the frame drums, Daire, and Duhol.